After 3 months, she started putting on weight. She survived. 6 months later, she went back to Sigut to see what remained from her home. She arrived there, got off the cart with the horse, and a man by the name of Joseph, Yossi, saw her. And he saw a woman who was stooped, who was skinny, who still had no hair. But he recognized those eyes, because those eyes were proud. And those eyes were alive. And he recognized Goldie. And he took her with him. And 2 weeks later, they got married. And Goldie got better. And got pregnant. And gave birth to a stillborn. And she got pregnant again. And once again gave birth to a stillborn. They made their way to Tel Aviv from Romania, and they were caught by the British, there was a British mandate at that time. They were caught by the British and sent back to a concentration camp in Cyprus. And there, in the concentration camp, my grandmother in Cyprus had another baby, a baby girl, who survived. And then they had another boy who was stillborn, and my grandmother could have no more children. Her body had just endured too much.